The gist. Cerebrospinal fluid studies are rare in chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, and even rarer are those that make a clear difference. This one may have. The study focused on cerebrospinal fluid and plasma, blood-assessed cytokines, hormones, matrix, metalloproteinases, and autoantibodies, and sought evidence of pathogens. The finding that people with ME/CFS haven't been more exposed to pathogens was not unexpected given past study findings. No differences were found in IgG autoantibodies in either the cerebrospinal fluid or the plasma. Only subtle differences were found in antibodies overall. The most interesting result emerged from a machine learning technique that identified two distinct clusters or subsets of patients. Finding subsets that can guide treatments may be the greatest need in this disease. The first cluster, which comprised approximately one quarter of the patients, exhibited a significantly higher signature of at least three of the four matrix metalloproteinases, MMP1, MMP2, and MMP10, which were assessed. The MMPs could be called the great degraders. These enzymes digest the proteins such as collagen, elastin, gelatin, etc. in the extracellular matrix, or ECM. Read the connective tissues. Overactive MMPs have been implicated in a wide array of diseases, including atherosclerosis, peripheral vascular disease, multiple sclerosis, and fibrotic diseases. The high cerebrospinal fluid MMP levels in the first cluster suggested that the tissues in their central nervous system were getting hit hard. Inflammation, a weakened blood-brain barrier, problems with nerve function, and interestingly, conditions such as craniocervical instability could all be associated with excessive MMP activity. With evidence suggesting that the extracellular matrix in this cluster was being degraded, the researchers checked to see if inflammation was also present, and it was, in spades. Higher levels of no less than 8 pro-inflammatory cytokines were found in cluster 1, and you can see those listed in both the main article and the gist. Abnormal associations with fractalkine and eotaxin suggested that the degradation and inflammation was localized and could be causing or be the result of issues like craniocervical instability. Several studies suggest that eotaxin levels are elevated in both ME/CFS and fibromyalgia, plus a long COVID mouse study implicated eotaxin as a critical factor, as it was the only immune factor in the cerebrospinal fluid to increase over time following a COVID-19 infection. The authors suggested that JAK-STAT inhibitors that cross the blood-brain barrier could help this group, and a large ibaricitinib long COVID trial is underway. While not mentioned, several matrix metalloproteinase inhibitors are available as well. There wasn't much to say about cluster 2, except that it did not display the abnormalities that the first cluster did. The clues to this larger cluster do not, at least for now, appear to reside in the cerebrospinal fluid. If there's anything else we want to see in this puzzling disease, it's clusters that can guide treatment. Time will tell if this study was able to capture a craniocervical instability spinal subset in ME/CFS. Hopefully, it will lead to a greater focus on connective tissue problems, MMPs, fractalkine, eotaxin, cerebrospinal instability, and other spinal issues, as well as ways to combat connective tissue damage. Speaking of that, coming up, has a way to tame the connective tissue problems in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID been found? Please support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. You can give a one-time donation or give monthly at the yellow links at the end of the text version of The Gist. Thanks for listening.